On this cold, foggy morning, a gaggle of grey-like geese is perched on an islet. They're mostly found in northern Europe, but this time of year leave that icy climate and flock to northern India.
The habitat, the ecology of the particular wetland depends on the ecosystems, how much functioning, properly functioning, non-functioning or kind of degrading. So that also because water birds are also the natural environmental indicator of the health of this wetland.
Every winter, hundreds of species migrate from the Arctic to South Asia along a route called the Central Asian Flyway. India has the largest diversity of waterfowls in the region. But over the years, the habitats have degraded and numbers have dwindled. This stretch of the Yamuna River in New Delhi is one of the most polluted in the world. It's also where seagulls from Siberia spend their winters. Alma Ali is an avid bird watcher and participates in the bird census every year.
What I have observed here is in the community right now in the recent years is because of the lockdown, the maintenance of the places were a little in a bad shape because they were not taking care of the place.
Scientists say global warming has disrupted birds' migration patterns with many changing routes or staying put. Those who have made the long journey to their winter homes are either seeing them shrink or, like this river, become more toxic.
India is home to more than 200,000 wetlands, but human activity like dumping waste, construction and agriculture have damaged or destroyed large parts of them. It's also why major cities have been increasingly inundated during the monsoon season.
So flood moderation, I'll definitely say it plays a major role in flood moderation, apart from the mitigation of climate change impacts. And at the same time, it is not only the ecosystem services, it provides lots of livelihood opportunity to local people.
Bird watchers hope the annual census will lead to better conservation policies. They hope for more government funding and better protections. Their efforts are slowly bearing fruit. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.